We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily. A new week, a new Pac-12 conference opponent for the Colorado football team. The Buffs have quickly turned the page from Saturday's conference opening loss to number 7 Washington at Folsom Field, and are now fully engaged in preparations for their first true road game of the season, traveling to the Rose Bowl on Saturday to face UCLA. However, head coach Mike McIntyre knows his Buffs need to be better this weekend against the Bruins.
Yeah, we've got to play better against UCLA to score more points. They score points in the bucket. I think they're averaging 40-something points a game. I mean, so we're going to have to play better on the offensive line. I thought that we held our own, but we've got to play much better be able to create more points. And that goes for everybody on offense. And then defensively, we've got to be able to – we were holding our own there for a little bit and then let it bust through on the run there. So we didn't finish the game like we wanted. We got to do that on both sides of the lines in this next game.
With UCLA's lopsided loss at Stanford over the weekend, by the way, their second consecutive loss, and number 24 Oregon's loss at Arizona State, the Buffs head man thinks the Pac-12 is going to be as crazy and competitive as ever this season.
I think every year it is. I mean, it's a great question. I just think that every year anybody can beat anybody. I believe that. Even the years we weren't very good, we could have won a few of those games. We're right there. We went to with a great UCLA team. We went, double overtime out here, a game that was back and forth down at their place. And they were, I think 20 or so points favorites or whatever. So I think throughout this league, I think last week everybody would have thought Oregon would have walked over Arizona State, and Arizona State beat them. So I think every week in this league, anybody can beat anybody. There's a lot of great coaches and a lot of really great players.
By the way, the Buffs have announced that they'll wear all-black uniforms Saturday at the Rose Bowl versus UCLA. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network begins with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show at 6:30 Mountain Time. The kickoff with Coach Kerry Barnett, Buffs great Mike Pritchard, and yours truly is set for 8:30 Mountain Time. After opening Pac-12 conference play with a couple of losses over the weekend at Utah and then home to number 4 Stanford, the CU volleyball team is at home this weekend, hosting the Beavers of Oregon State on September 29th, and then the number 8 Oregon Ducks on September 30th. Meanwhile, the CU soccer team is on the road this weekend, up in Pullman, Washington, to take on Washington State 6:30 Mountain Time on Thursday. The Colorado men's and women's cross country team back in action this weekend, hosting the Rocky Mountain Shootout in Boulder, and the CU women's golf team is set to play in the Gonzaga Coeur d'Alene Resort Collegiate Invitational up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, from September 26th to the 27th. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.